Palunga Mound of a mound with a settlement, also called Baruta Hill. Palunga Castle Hill, overgrown with a pine forest, is situated in the same place where today's Baruta Park is located. Palunga Fortress stood on the hill in the distant past. In June of 1161, the hill was attacked by Danes, but one century later, it again belonged to the Curonians. The old people remember that two settlements were situated in the foothill of the mound, and one of them was surrounded with a dike, with a shape of a horseshoe that was made of sand. This beautiful coastal area of the Baltic Sea was a good place for people to live. But they always had to defend themselves against the enemies who used to come here by their boats, sailed in the open waters of the sea. According to the old people, a temple observatory stood on the castle hill. Its primary purpose was to observe the movement of the sun and the moon and carry out calendar measurements. A priestess, Baruta, stoked a holy fire in the sanctuary. She was later taken by force by Kęstutis, the Grand Duke of Lithuania, who married her. Kęstutis, who ruled Trakai and Samogitia, heard about a maiden named Baruta, who lived in Palunga. She sworn to gods according to pagan customs that she will keep her virginity, and people worshipped her as goddess. Kęstutis went to Palunga, and he liked Baruta very much because she was a very beautiful and clever girl. And Kęstutis proposed marriage to Baruta. She did not want to agree and refused to marry Kęstutis because she promised her gods that she will keep her virginity until the end of her days. Then